Welcome to Interactive.
That was good.
We're going to try this one more time.
320. I just go with it. 328. I got that part for you. His name is Christopher Riccio. He is the host for tonight. And I am Jeff Chorney.
Fuck it. We're going with it.
Hell
all
yeah.
Right. Today we are talking about no feature because Jason is not with us.
He is not.
He is prepping for E3. He will be leaving on, I think Sunday he said he's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
To head over to E3 and do some coverage for Tech Game Informa. So it's going to be Jeff and I. We're going to do some distractions and news, and then we'll do some new releases. I'm on a roll today. This is awesome,
dude.
And we have one email, and then we'll talk about what we're going to be doing next week.
Yeah.
Before that, Jeff, what's up, man?
I'm hoping
that you don't have the speech impediments that I've
I'm
got
hoping not. Not yet, anyway. I haven't been up to a whole lot of much, really. Last weekend was kind of chill. Went to another Jack and Jill thing. I've explained that on the show before. It's like what people do to fundraise for like a wedding and stuff. And people had drinks, played games, and did raffles and stuff. So that was kind of cool. Saturday didn't do much of anything from what I remember. I know the original plan, we're going to go see like, I haven't seen Godzilla yet. Haven't seen Captain America yet. Haven't seen X-Men yet.
You sound like me, dude.
Yeah, I haven't seen Neighbors. Like, all these movies I really want to see, but I haven't seen. So every single week, I'd be like, hey, we're going to go see one. And then we just never end up doing it.
Do it, dude. Do it. Make sure it happens. Because let me tell you, it's. I don't know if you and T plan on having kids, but it's fucking hard to watch movies when you have kids.
Yeah, I got to tell her, exactly. Like, we need to do all this stuff now.
So, yeah.
Other than that, it's just been that. Work's been freaking crazy busy. That's it. I'm excited for E3 though. Like, really excited. I think this E3 is actually gonna be really, really, really awesome or big disappointment.
I'm with you. So, I mean, it's gonna be hard to top last E3, but, you know, it'd be nice to see, you know, it's gonna be nice to see the conferences with just games. And that's really what I'm hoping for. And that's what we were talking about last week. So. You know, and I really think that that's what's gonna end up happening. So I've already kind of, prepared Crystal. I'm like, okay, so, you know, just so you know, Monday night, the Sony conference is at 9 o'clock. So we can watch a show and then that's it. And I'm going to watch the conference. And she's like, oh, so I'm going to bed early because I don't want to watch that boring shit. And I'm like,
yep.
Love you.
You're like once a year.
That's right. Last year it was like six or something like that.
It was a little bit earlier, we were watching it
in the middle of dinner or something.
I actually have Monday off. So I'm going to watch. It's the first time ever. I have the day off that all the conferences are on, so I'm just going to literally get up, get some food, and watch conferences all day long and totally nerd it out. So
there you go.
And people are getting upset because a lot of people are announcing stuff the week leading up to E3. Like, there's a lot of stuff being announced, but I don't really get upset about that because my thing about E3 is I like seeing the games in motion being played on stage and that kind of thing. That's what I like to see. So none of this is, like, ruined for me. I'm like, yeah, no wonder. I don't care if they announce this, and that. I want to see it. I want to see what it looks like and whatever. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
very
much
so. What about you, Chris?
Cool.
Last week,
not a whole lot this week. So this week was actually Crystal's 30th birthday.
God damn, she youngin'.
I know, right? So, you know, there's apparently this thing called the Dirty 30, like your 30th birthday is supposed to get like dirty gifts.
Okay.
And that's not really what she's into. So, we did the Nerdy 30 and, I went to ThinkGeek and pretty much unloaded. I got things like, she now has Star Trek socks, Star Trek underwear. She has a TARDIS cookie jar. Let's see, Portal bookends, and
that's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, and she has a D20 that when it actually rolls a 20, LED lights start flashing.
That's
for like critical hit.
That's awesome.
And there's one other thing. I'm trying to think of what it is. Batman underwear as well. So yeah. So, you know, lots of nerdy gifts, and she was into that. So. For her birthday, we went to Bahama Breeze. I'm not sure if you are familiar with Bahama
Breeze.
I
think you mentioned it before on the show.
Okay. So it's kind of a Caribbean place, I would guess. Like there's a lot of,
jerk
chicken and stuff like that. And they do a lot of seafood. So I had paella, which I love.
Paella is amazing.
Fucking awesome there too. And it was really good on Monday. And it was one of those things where they have this like, this huge like covered patio. So think of like the largest patio that you've seen at a restaurant and then like double it. And
yeah.
I mean, it's probably where they've got like this big fireplace out there and stuff like that you can sit around. And, But really, really cool atmosphere. So, we went there, had dinner, had a few drinks, had the kids with us, and they had a good time too. So, you know, that was really nice. And, so you were talking about movies. Tomorrow.
I was.
I'm sorry, not tomorrow, Saturday. We are going to see X-Men. We are leaving the kids with the grandparents and we're going to see X-Men.
Good.
We're going to, the Studio Movie Grill up the street, which means, we're going to have some dinner and a movie at the same time, which I really always enjoy. So yeah, that's kind of the plan for this weekend. And, it's going to be nice to actually, be able to get away and do something and get my mind off of what's been going on around, you know, lately. So.
Sure.
But, yeah, so she's pretty happy with her birthday so far, and, we're gonna finish it off this weekend. Should be fun.
Cool.
But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for me. So let's move on and talk about games. So what is distracting you this week?
Oh, man. I'm trying, can't remember what I talked. Did I beat Wolfenstein last week?
No, I do not think so.
I can't remember. Yeah.
I saw a commercial for Wolfenstein, and I was like, God damn, that looks good.
It is fun. It's fun and it does look good. It's a good game. And I beat it. And I loved it. I really liked it.
Is there a hook? Like, it's an FPS. Is there a hook?
That's the thing. You're like the only person who asked me that. Like, somebody on Twitter, actually a buddy of mine, Dan, he's like, what? Like, I this is what I tweeted. I beat the game, and then I immediately started another game because there's two storylines to it, basically. Like, they're kind of the same. Just, you make a decision in the first couple hours, and then if you, make one decision, you kind of miss out on things that you would have got if you did the other one. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing that second one. And then I immediately tweeted. I was kind of like, you know what? I'm pleasantly surprised by it. And I think I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the year if this makes it onto my game of the year list.
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of easy to say by default because this year has been kind of...
And everything was being delayed.
Yeah, exactly. And all the stuff that was like totally like, holy shit, is getting delayed to 2015. But even if it wasn't by default, I'm really surprised by this game and how much I liked it. And the thing is, there's not... really a hook. Like, the only thing I can say is the story isn't amazing, but it's told really well through the characters, and I think that is kind of the hook. Like, I actually really enjoyed the characters in the game, and the gunplay is solid. Like, it gets frustrating at times, because it is kind of like an old-school type shooter, where you don't have regenerating health too much. Like, it regenerates in increments, and just...
I'll have to show you... I'll have to... Do you do Penny Arcade at all?
I don't go to it. I usually, the only times I ever read them is when someone else forwards them to me, but I think they're hilarious, but I never really go there.
There's one for Wolfenstein. I'll send it to you when we take a break.
Yeah,
It's pretty fucking fantastic. I think you'll get a kick out of it. So I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, no worries. It's just a fun game. It does stealth very well. The AI isn't crazy good. I should say intelligent, because good and AI and intelligent AI is kind of two different things. It makes stealth in the game very bearable. It's not one of those things where once you're seen, everybody knows where you are. Like, you know how that's like my biggest problem with games like Crysis, and I've talked about in like Far Cry, where it's like if somebody sees you, everybody in that city
everybody
knows
where,
exactly
you
where you are. And it doesn't do that. And I really like that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so it's a good mix of like go in guns blazing or stealth. And I think the pacing was excellent. It's a long game. Like I think it was probably about 12 hours around there for a single player shooter. That's quite a bit. And that's pretty long.
Yeah, that is quite a bit.
Compared to like Call of Duty, which is like 4.5.
It's so, single player only, right?
There's only single player. There is no multiplayer, which I think
see,
it
that's
shows.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And, dude, it's made by ex-Starbreeze guys, so, and you've liked most of Starbreeze's stuff, so. I think. Did you play, like Riddick and, The Darkness and stuff?
I played some of Riddick. I haven't played The Darkness.
Alright. Well, then never mind. But it's made by some of those same dudes, but under the id Tech 5 engine, so it doesn't really feel like those games at all, but. They know how to make solid shooters, and
that's the same engine they did Rage on, right?
It is, yes. Yeah. So it does have its issues. It's weird. Like, sometimes the game looks absolutely stunning, like beautiful, and some textures look downright like, holy crap, like, not so
did
much.
You guys forget good. To up-res this, or what?
That's exactly what it looks like. And it's only certain textures here and there if you go really close to them, but other than that, it's really smooth. No matter what you get on 60 frames, 1080p, it's
nice.
You can't really go wrong. It's good. I really like it.
Well, I mean, it seems like we're going to have a pretty big drought, so maybe when it goes cheap, I'll buy it. Because I have been hearing a lot of good things about it. And when it comes to shooters, I mean, I'm not really a multiplayer guy, so knowing that they would focus on a single player experience in that way, that actually makes it a little bit more intriguing to me. So, and I've been hearing Giant Bomb talk about it, and they say that it's pretty good, so.
It's very, very surprising. Very surprising. It went
cool.
From, yeah, just nowhere on my radar to, holy crap, this is really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would wait for a price drop. If you have no problem paying $60 for like a single player shooter, go for it. I think it's worth it. I think it's one of the best single player shooter games in years. Long time. What else? Okay. So Games with Gold kicked off this week.
All right.
Xbox One. So it was Max Curse of Brotherhood and Halo Spartan Assault. Did not play Max Curse of Brotherhood yet. Played Spartan Assault for about 10 minutes.
I'm hearing that game is not good.
It is boring as fuck.
Oh, really? What is it exactly?
It's a top-down, like, isometric Halo shooter, basically. Like, twin-stick shooter.
Twin-stick? Okay.
Yeah, it's twin-stick. And this is the thing. When you first start playing it, it feels like Halo. But then you realize that is not a good thing for this type of game. Like, it has the same kind of, like, weapon sounds. All the controls are the same, how you switch weapons, how to throw grenades and stuff. And even the way the guns feel, kind of, but from this perspective and how kind of slow it doesn't really throw a lot at you. And again, I only played it for 10 minutes, but literally, like, you know me, I'm usually the guy who's really easy to impress first when I play a game. It's usually when I'm like,
especially
yeah,
when
great.
It's a Halo game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like usually, yeah, like I love most Halo games I really, really enjoy. And this one, although not a, like, albeit not a proper Halo game, and I'm glad it's free, I'm glad I didn't pay money for it. But it is co-op. I think it's two-player co-op. So that, I'm sure that'll make it better. But my initial impressions of it, I can see where the reviews are coming from. Like, almost right away. It just feels bland, which is weird, because Halo is not bland. As much as the haters out there will be like, it's Halo. If anything, Halo has actually done well. It does what it does well, and it definitely has never been bland, and this game just feels just like very meh.
Hmm.
So, but it's free, so can't really complain about free.
Yeah. That's right.
So maybe more on that next week if I play a little bit more of that. Play more Watch Dogs. Have you been playing more Watch Dogs?
I have played quite a bit more Watch Dogs.
Nice.
Well, I won't say quite a bit. I've played probably a good, like 5 or 6 more hours.
Okay.
But
so what act are you on right now?
I'm still really close to the beginning. Because
so you're still on Act 1.
I'm stuck in that Assassin's Creed thing where I go and I get
everything.
The CTOS thing and it opens everything up and I'm like, oh, let's go here. Let's go here. Let's go here. Let's go here. And I'm just doing all that collectible stuff. So, and that's the one thing that seems like it might like keep me for Watch Dogs as opposed to like a Grand Theft game, because I don't know, for some reason I'm not feeling Grand Theft Auto as much as I'm feeling like the Assassin's Creed-ness of it.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes
sense. So it's like all that collectathon stuff. And I really enjoy, the hacking that you do. So it's like, especially when you go into encounters, like it's like there was, one gang base raid or whatever they call it that I went in and I was like, you know, I just like moved to one of the cameras and I'm looking around with the cameras and, you know, I'm watching all the guys walk around and like, I like to be a little bit more stealthy in these kind of games, not necessarily going in guns blazing. So I'm looking at the cameras. I'm watching the guys, what patterns they're, you know, they're pacing to find out what they're, you know, looking for. And, so, you know, they're passing by electrical boxes or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'll blow one up and watch one die. And it's just kind of neat how it's, even though the hacking is not really complicated in any way.
No.
It's like all you do is push a button. It does add quite a bit to it from my perspective in that way.
More, say, yeah. Especially with that type of game, because like Grand Theft Auto games, especially, I know we're comparing Grand Theft Auto because I mean, it's, everything's going to compare to that. It's an open world game.
Right.
But the one of the worst things about a Grand Theft Auto game is the shooting mechanics. And the problem is all the combat is based around shooting. And it's just not that. After a while, just kind of like, it doesn't do this part right. Whereas Watch Dogs does the shooting right, and you have all these other options, as simple as they are, which is, I think that's why it's great. It's not overwhelming with stuff. It gives you a few things you can do, and you kind of mix and match stuff and take out, go about taking out a certain area as you want, and I think it really works. Like, I'm really enjoying it. It's my favorite open world game that's not
a superhero game.
It's not a superhero based game.
And then
or,
I'm with
or
you.
You're not, or where you don't ride a horse, like, cause Red Dead,
fair enough.
I loved Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption.
Okay. But I was kind of down on this game for the first few hours, and now I'm almost at Act 3, and I'm really, really enjoying it. Like, I'm actually finding myself doing side stuff, because it doesn't force it down your throat. It'll let you know it's there.
Yeah.
And you get to hit a button. If you don't hit the button to show it, it's not even on the map, which I really like. Like, when it's,
no,
it's,
well,
it's
some
like,
of it is.
Well, like, some of it, there's the ones that are always there.
Yeah.
But the ones that, like, that call up like, hey, there's this in the area.
Yeah, there's a crime or whatever.
Yeah, you don't have to hit that button. If you don't, it doesn't show up, and it doesn't feel like it's like, I don't feel like the game's constantly trying to pull me away
And it's not penalizing you for not doing that shit either.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that drove me nuts about Grand Theft Auto 4, because if you didn't answer phone calls or all that shit, it's like, oh, well, you know, this guy must not like me or whatever, and your relationship or whatever the hell they, however they tagged it in there, it would go down. And it's like, that's just not, I'm in the middle of something else. Leave me the fuck alone, you know? Mm. And in this game, it's like, if a crime shows up, you can go right after it and you can take the guy out and you get rep points and like 500 experience. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you don't do it, fine.
Yeah,
no, no
exactly.
Big deal.
It's going to pop up again later.
That's... Yeah. But, but yeah, I mean, I've been doing all side stuff on this game. Like I've been going to all the little, check-in locations and, I've been doing some of the, some of the invasions are really weird.
Oh my God. There's some
it's
good
like,
throw.
I feel really dirty being in this area right now.
Yeah. There's creepy shit and there's really funny shit. Like one of the really funny ones I found was a guy. Okay, it's a kid sitting. It's one of the ones where you go and find. It's not one of the invasions where you actually use a camera. You can see everything fine. It's the ones where you go into the hacking rooms and they're kind of like you see the skeletal figures. They're kind of like X-rays. You know those ones.
I haven't done those yet.
Oh, okay. When you go into like, have you hacked like a CTOS place?
No, I don't think so. Like, you, like an actual CTOS building?
Yeah, you know how there's like the towers and there's also CTOS like not hideouts, but like on the map they're the red octagon.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about. I have not done those yet.
When you go in there and you actually do like a hacking thing, you can hack the servers and it goes into like this other thing where you're kind of viewing people, but it's kind of like more like an X-ray kind of mode. And there's a kid laying on his bed with a controller in his hand. He's playing something. And then there's another, it's his dad sitting next to him. And if anyone who has, like, any kind of, experience with the game that they're playing, they'll understand why this is funny. But the kid's playing and the dad goes, why'd he do that? And the kid goes, dad, he's an assassin. That's what he does. And dad goes, okay, I get that, but why is he talking to the guy he just killed? And the son goes, it's a confession scene, dad. And his dad just goes, well, that's dumb.
Sons and dads playing Assassin's Creed.
And they're obviously totally playing Assassin's Creed. And I thought that was so funny. And the dad's like, well, that's dumb. It's like pretty funny. And they make fun of the Kinect a lot, too. We see people like dancing and their thing. And someone's like, this is
oh, yeah.
Doing
I saw
this.
One of the workout scenes and I was like, oh, this is ridiculous.
It actually says the camera. It'll be like, it'll say like Kinect. It's spelled different, though. I think it's like KT, K-N-E-K-T or something like that. Or I don't know.
It was a little creepy at first for me because the first home invasion, I call it a home invasion. Well, it's not really, but
privacy
invasion. It's kind of a privacy
invasion.
There you go. The first one I did was one where there was a dude laying on the floor and you hack his phone and it's basically his son saying, dad, I'm going to come pick you up. And I'm like, oh wow, that's really depressing.
Yeah.
So, but that was the only one like that, luckily. So,
there's
the other
a lot
ones
of
have
porn
been pretty
ones
funny.
Too.
And like, there's what?
There's a lot of porn ones. Like a guy, I saw one where a girl's sleeping in her bed or like his wife and he kind of tries to sneak by her kind of stumbly and goes in the room where he can't see. And all of a sudden really loud speakers goes on and you can tell it's porn and the volume quickly
goes
lowers
down.
And then he's like, shit. And then you hear her go, honey. It's really funny. But there
I haven't
is some
seen that one yet.
Weird shit.
I did see one with a dude with the binoculars. It's like, oh yeah.
Oh
you're
yeah.
A naughty girl, aren't you? I'm like, that is just not right, dude. Stop it.
Yeah. There's some fucked up shit. They kind of touch on like all things about like voyeurism and stuff, but it's entertaining. I like it so far a lot.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going down the path where it's like when I get to a new area and, I kind of follow all the check marks, the sites until I get to the CTOS tower and I'll open everything up and I'll just keep doing that until I open everything up. And this is kind of how I played Assassin's Creed too. So when I get to a new area, I get all the collectibles in that area and then I do the story in that area. And what ends up happening is eventually, you know, I'm front loading all the side stuff. And then at one point I'm just going to blitz through the story after everything's done. So, and that's how I played Assassin's Creed too. So, we'll see how far I get. I'm still not saying the jury's out and that I love this game yet. You know, I still need a couple weeks to determine that. But so far, I am enjoying it more than I've enjoyed any Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, ground-based open world game or something.
Yeah,
I think they have a good foundation for this one. I think they might pull like an Assassin's Creed 2 for the next one, hopefully. Like, this is the one. And don't get me wrong, I actually think Watch Dogs, the first one, the one we're playing, the one that's out now, is a better game overall and more polished than Assassin's Creed 1.
Absolutely.
Watch Dogs 2, I think, will be a huge step up.
Yeah.
I really think they kind of didn't go back to the drawing board, but they delay it, changed a lot of stuff. But
yeah.
It's enjoyable. I don't think it's disappointing. I mean, if you like open world stuff, I think you'll enjoy it. There's not really a lot to do. Even though there is a lot to do, it doesn't feel overwhelming, which is probably one of the reasons why I haven't been like, ah, screw this game, and haven't, you know, stop playing it yet, but.
Yeah, cause whenever you know, it's like whenever those, like one of the side jobs comes up, it just pops up. And then if you don't answer it, it just goes into the background. And like outside of the crimes, they'll show up on the map. The crimes, while they'll show up on the map, they're only temporary. They go away. But all the rest of them are like, you know, well, here's a job. It's there if you want it, you know?
And I like how it tells you on the, you can go to the statistics and see how many of those you need to complete to get, like, that line. I like that. I like seeing a number, being like, okay, if I want to do these side missions, this is how many of them I have to do to get to.
And it shows you, like progression rewards that you get,
too.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's really cool. Yeah, so I've done maybe 2 or 3 main missions, and I'm at, like, 13%. Because I'm just going through doing side stuff. So.
Yeah.
But,
That's it for me, though. Watch Dogs. I'm way higher on it than I was last week, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, really same cool. here. I've been playing it a lot. I still haven't beaten Transistor because of it. I did beat Child of Light, but I'll get to that in a second. But, yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed, the driving, which was surprised me because I didn't think I was going to like the driving at all. But, you know, the cars are all, they all control relatively well. Sometimes they get a little oversensitive. But I haven't had too much problems as far as controlling the cars and actually finding routes to take to evade the cops is pretty fun. I mean, it's like one of my favorite things to do is to like, go to a bridge and get the bridge, start going up and basically ramp it.
Yeah.
And then the cops just fall off of it and they don't end up following you. So
yeah, that's what I think. Like when I first started playing it, I hated that. That's my most hated aspect of open world games that are ground based and in cars is I hate getting in police chase or any kind of chases because I just find it's such a pain in the ass to lose them all. But once you start opening up a lot of the cool stuff in this and you figure out how to use it'll tell you when you should start triggering have you opened up the, what are they called? It's like the sewer things that blow up. And it looks really awesome graphically when they blow up. That one's amazing because like when cars are following you, it'll literally even if you pass it, it'll still blink on your screen when to hit the button to take out like whoever's chasing you. And once you open up that kind of stuff, like the spikes and the blockers, then I was like, okay, this is actually now a lot of fun because I actually feel like I have a fucking chance. Whereas the beginning of the game, you don't really have that stuff. You have like the traffic light.
Yeah, and that's all you can do.
And that's pretty much
lights.
It. Yeah, and then I was just like, this is such a pain in the ass. And yeah, once you open up that kind of stuff, you can have a lot of fun with it. And just, I found it really fun evading stuff. So my view on that aspect did a total 180.
Good.
In that time. Only one thing that pissed me off. There are a number of missions in this that are, if you get seen, you fail, which drives me nuts, but I've gotten through them. It's okay. Just get ready for them. There's some that you're going to be like, you've been spotted. Mission fail. Start at the beginning. Like,
oh, jeez. Fair enough.
Yeah. But hey, what can you do?
Cool. What I find entertaining is right now, I haven't unlocked all of the skills. I've already gotten all of the skills that I can get, and I've got like 6 or 7 skill points waiting for me to unlock the next tier of skills.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of weird that way, but,
And everything you open feels like it's useful, which I also like about the leveling up in this game and using your skill points. Like, I don't feel like I'm throwing away points into stuff. Do get to better stuff. I feel like every time I open up something, I am actually doing something of value. And it's going to actually add to the enjoyment of playing it and get in my office.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't seem very valuable, but when you actually see it in action, it's kind of like one of the things was like, get more money out of an ATM. And, sure, it's like I haven't really used the money for anything so far, but, you know, the amount of money that changed, it was significant. It's like more than double what I was getting
it's
before.
A lot.
You know, and, cars can take more damage or something like that. And, you know, you don't really think about that, but you know, when you start driving with the cars again, it actually helps a lot. So,
yeah. Did you open up the one where this one is really helpful and I didn't open it for a while because I was like, I don't know if I want that, but it's one that, you know, how when you profile people, like random people in the street, they'll tell you whether or not you can like hack them for like money or a new car. And, but you have to bring out your phone to do that. There's one I get where you don't have to do that. It'll just automatically highlight guys in blue with a blue square without, so you know right away, oh, okay, I'm going to pull out my phone and hack this person. Cause, so anyone who doesn't have anything, it doesn't bring that up.
Oh,
so it's like,
cool.
It saves so much time if you just want to like, just hack people that have something.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool.
Good to know. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So Watch Dogs, still playing it, hoping to get a little bit of time in tonight after we record. So,
cool.
We will see what happens with that. But yeah, as I said, I finished up Child of Light. That was a pretty unique experience. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I was taking it in smaller chunks at the end because I was playing more Watch Dogs too. So I would play it for like an hour and then be like, okay, let's switch to Watch Dogs. But the ending was not necessarily the ending of the game, but like the actual final progression through the last set of bosses was really, really interesting because it basically changed the protagonist. It changed the protagonist a lot. Like the, what she looked like, who she was, what her personality was, that kind of thing. Yeah. So it was pretty interesting to see how that worked out and how the ending tied everything together. So, it's not like the story is amazing or anything like that, but it was kind of cool to see how they worked it all out at the end. But you know, I would say that if you are into traditional turn-based RPGs, which Jeff, I know you're not.
No.
You know, this is a good high quality, you know, from a production value, especially from like a presentation value. It's high quality. It's fun. The combat is interesting and it's a quick burn. So it's about 12, 15 hours. And that's with getting, you know, a lot of the collectibles and stuff like that. So, you know, if you have $15 and you want an RPG, check out Child of Light. It's pretty damn good. I would say go for it. And after you beat the game, they immediately drop you right back where you were, with all the same skills and everything like that. It's not really like a new game plus, but you can go and get more of the collectibles that you hadn't gotten and stuff like that and mess around with some of your new, skills and stuff like that.
So you're not like you're not restarting the game per se.
No, you don't have to restart the game. I'm not sure if there's like a new game plus. I haven't tried. Cause, after I beat it, I played it for like another 20, 30 minutes, unlocked a couple of trophies that I hadn't gotten and then stopped and I haven't played it since then. So there might be a new game plus. I'm not sure. I have to boot it up again to check, but yeah, it'll just drop you in from where you left off. And, you know, after you beat the main boss, you get like 40,000 experience points or something ridiculous like that. And you can open up all the new skills and stuff like that. And it's like a tiered, it's almost like a tiered skill tree system where after you get to a certain point, you actually unlock a second level of abilities, which, you know, they're a little harder to get to. So things start taking, two skill points instead of one. So you have to actually go up two levels to increase your skill. That's a little annoying just because it slows down the progression, but you know, there's only like each character only has like, I think maybe six skills total that are like that. So it's really not that big of a deal, but yeah, pretty cool, unique characters. Yeah. I need to be Transistor. I definitely will be doing that this week, I'm sure. But, that is it for me.
Okay.
So, why don't we take a quick break?
Sure.
We'll come back. We'll do news, new releases, listener email, and then we'll talk about what we're doing next week.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Stay with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Thank you. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, Chris.
Hey, Jeff, would you happen to have any news?
I think I may
about?
Have some news.
Could you check
randomly
on that?
That we ripped off from other websites, and then we are now report that on our show.
And that's how news works, folks.
Exactly. First up, Watch Dogs. We were just talking about it.
That's a pretty good game.
It started off as being the fastest selling Ubisoft game ever in 24 hours.
Yes.
To now the most successful new franchise, new IP. They sold over 4 million copies in the first week. Of course, that is across like a billion platforms, like everything you could possibly imagine.
Wait, so like the best selling new IP period?
Yeah, best selling new IP. I mean, it was on 360, PS3, PS4. Xbox One and PC.
And PC, yeah, so.
And I think it sold really well on the next-gen consoles.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people had this pre-order for quite a while, so. Yeah, good on them. See, new IP does work, especially in the beginning of a console's life cycle, for sure.
I agree. That is the best time to do it, because it's like, hey, there's nothing else out, let's buy this.
Which also, so. I don't get, because there's been a lot of hate on, I don't know if you've been following it all on, like, Twitter or whatever. There's
on
a lot
Watch
of hate
Dogs.
Going on with Watch Dogs, and.
Yeah, I don't get
it's
that.
Like,
it's
people.
Like...
Wine that we want.
Oh my gosh,
games,
it doesn't look
IP.
As good as it did at E3 2
yeah,
years
like,
ago.
Whatever.
Blah, blah.
It's like, it still looks amazing, I think. I still think it's a great looking game. And just people bitch that we want something new to play, want new IP, and they either don't buy it or bitch about it. And then
blah, blah, blah.
Like,
I'm a graphics whore, first world problems. That's.
Yeah, yeah. It's just. Whatever. It's good on them. Good game's a good game. Fuck it.
Good
don't
games
hate
are
for
good.
No reason. It's all the hipster gamers out there that are like, eh. Whatever. Anyway.
Stufu noob.
Yeah. kind of on a down note, one of my most anticipated games this year is delayed. It's another game delayed 2015, and that is Batman Arkham Knight.
Ugh.
Has been delayed to 2015.
This was painful.
It was.
I was not happy about this. I actually pre-ordered it already. I was like, yes, I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah. I woke up the day this was, I guess, reported. And I saw on Twitter, like, a buddy of mine was, like, tweeted, oh, my God, like, another game delayed 2015. Like, what's actually going to be out this fall? And my immediate reaction was I thought it was going to be Sunset Overdrive because I was like, okay, well, all the third-party stuff seems to be on schedule. And there's really not that many exclusives. I was like, okay, it's going to be something like that. But no, it was Batman. And I was like, fuck! Because that was, like, literally my most anticipated game this fall.
Yeah.
And if they can, if it's going to make it better, that's fine. But it did sting. It stung quite a bit. I was like,
yeah.
Aww.
But, I mean, I'll admit. That Batmobile looks pretty fucking cool, man.
It does look really cool.
when it brought out all the weaponry and shit like that, I'm like, oh my God, the Batmobile's a fucking tank.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yep.
So.
What is coming out this year, though, is the new Battlefield game, Hardline.
Yes. Battlefield Cops and Robbers.
Cops and Robbers is coming out October 21st on all the consoles. I think there's going to be a beta on the PS4. So look for more details on that, probably shortly, maybe at E3.
Cool.
E3, again, another maybe announcement that probably leaked. It came from multiple sources, so it's probably true. And it's something that, Chris, you predict back in the prediction show that there actually will be a PS4 and Vita bundle coming.
Ah, yes. I did.
So,
however, I think I got the price wrong.
Well, what was your price? 500?
My price was 500. So, you know, it's still... You know, first of all, we don't know if it's coming out in America, right? This is just for Europe.
This
right
is
now.
Just Europe right now. It was a Europe, Amazon Europe, I think it was, who leaked it. Yeah.
And the difference
and
in price was only like, you know, it's 400 euros over there for the system, for just the PS4. PS4 and PSP, or I'm sorry, PS Vita was 580, I think it was. So that's
700 and something dollars.
Yeah, it boiled down to, but it was 580 euros. So it was 180 euros more to add the Vita. So I'm imagining it would be similar over here. But, so I won't get that price point
right. I
don't
think it'd be that far off, though. I don't think it's going to be like 550. I think, how much is a Vita right now? 200?
200. So 700, it would be 600 for both. But.
Think 600?
Well, no. Under normal circumstances, it's 600 for both.
Oh, under normal circumstances, yeah.
I said 500 because they would. I figured they'd suck it up and take a hit, a $50 hit on each system. That was my reasoning for the $500 price tag. But based on what the price that is rumored, I'm not sure. You know, nothing is really official from Sony yet.
Yeah.
But that 580, you know, that puts a damper on the 500 price tag thought that I had. So we'll see what happens.
I don't think it'll be that far off that though.
So I mean, $550 would still be pretty good, you know, getting $50 off the system, so.
And I think that'll push some more Vitas out there, which they need.
Sure.
And that also would give hope that maybe they are going to show some stuff for Vita at this E3.
I really hope they do, because the Vita is a really cool piece of tech, and I hate seeing it not get used as much as it can.
Yeah. Agreed. Something that does get used a lot by Jason and myself and other fighting game fans, as we have many of them in our house, are arcade sticks.
Yes.
I think I have 5 arcade sticks in total. Very much so. Madcast just announced the TE stick is actually coming to PS3, PS4, and 360. It's going to be two new versions. They're not going to have the LED button, so it's more based on the second TE stick they released that wasn't the KI-branded ones. I'm not sure if they actually have the LEDs built in, though. I don't think they do, because they're still the easy swappable buttons. Like, the TE sticks are all the same across the TE2.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a solid black. I really like the artwork on them. They're based on Ultra Street Fighter 4, which looks really cool.
So I have a question for you. How much do you know about the TE stick that does not have the LEDs?
I just know it's cheaper than the ones with the LEDs.
Because the reason I'm asking is because I would assume that the board inside would be the same board. It just wouldn't have the LEDs built in.
Exactly. I think everything is exactly the same. It just doesn't have the lights built into it.
Yeah. So basically, you can go out and modify it yourself if you want.
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah. I would think. I mean,
that would be a lot of work, but yes, you could do that. Well, I'm guessing a lot of work for people who would not know what they're doing.
Right.
I guess. But yeah, if you buy the PS3, the Sony one, it works both on PS3 and PS4, and the 360 one is just on 360. Which is kind of weird. You'd figure that they would be like, okay, well, because I'd be a lot happier. Not that I'd need to use my TE2 stick on my 360, but still, to have that option would be kind of cool.
I mean, if you happen to have a situation where you got, you know, where the Xbox stick was for 360 and for Xbox One,
yeah.
I mean, you could buy two of these and get rid of all the rest of the sticks that you've got.
Oh, yeah, I could.
For 360, the other ones. In other words,
I could have one stick for 4 consoles.
Right.
So basically, yeah, that would be awesome. Means that I'll probably have to get a stick. Well, I was saying, I'm gonna look into modding my stick right now.
Yeah.
A new one, to see if I can get it working on PS4.
That would be the best thing to my do. First thing, would be trying to do it that way.
They're expensive. They're like $200.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're nice, but they're out there if you want them. So to play your new Ultra Street Fighter 4, which came out early this week, and I still have not downloaded yet, but I will eventually. No, I still haven't bothered.
Okay.
What else happened? Oh, Mortal Kombat. Something else you can play on your arcade stick. Mortal Kombat, when NetherRealm Games come out and announced Mortal Kombat 10 or Mortal Kombat X.
With that sexy CG trailer.
It is a very cool trailer with Scorpion and Sub-Zero fighting in that foresty area. I don't think it's their release date. I think they did say it is a fall or early next year. Now I can't remember. I don't even know if they put a release date on it. But it's coming out for everything. It's on Xbox One, PS4, 360, PC, and PS3. So.
Alright.
More of that E3. They're gonna show some new characters, like new characters in total. So, like, not in total. I mean, new characters that have not been in Mortal Kombat. So, that's kind of interesting.
Very cool.
Some more pre-E3 stuff. Forza Horizon 2 was officially announced by Microsoft.
Yes, for 360 only, though, right?
Nope, 360 and Xbox One.
Oh, it is both. Okay, good.
Yeah, Xbox One's being developed by Playground Games. They're the guys who did the first one on 360. And then there's another, I can't remember the group that's doing the 360 port. So it's kind of like a Titanfall situation, where it's like the main devs making the Xbox One version, and there's another developer doing the 360 version. So,
right, okay.
All we know is there's going to be a weather systems in it now, which is something Forza has not had ever, so that's kind of cool. It's going to run probably 30 frames, 1080p. The original Forza Horizon only ran at 30 as well. It's going to take place in a music festival type atmosphere again, and it's going to be in Europe. I think it's Italy and Spain? I can't remember the two countries, but it's based in Europe, and they haven't shown video of it yet. It's going to be shown at E3. I can't wait, because Forza Horizon, seriously, probably one of my favorite racing games of all time. It's the open worldness of Burnout Paradise, but has a little bit more of the simmy type control of like Forza, but a little bit more arcadey. And I just love it. Forza Horizon is great. I really really like it. I really hope Drive Club is kind of like that, because that's as much as I like Forza, Gran Turismo. I do kind of get bored of them after a while, because it's just basically jumping from race to race, and Forza Horizon kind of does it right. Driving around a big open world and just kind of racing when you want to. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, I haven't tried the Forza Horizon. I haven't tried any of the Forzas really.
Yeah, I think you'd like Horizon because it's more arcadey and just it's fun. And because it doesn't do the whole lot, well, at least on 360, it didn't do 60 frames a second at 30. It's a very pretty game.
Okay.
It's cool. But it only runs at 30, of course.
All right.
But yeah. So that's more on that, of course, at E3 next week. Another thing we're going to see more at E3 next week, and just today, CD Projekt Red showed some Witcher 3 stuff off today, and it looks so good. Oh my god. I hope what they showed in that new trailer is something that is attainable by the new consoles, because it looks fucking downright gorgeous.
I think they're leading on the PS4, aren't they? Oh no, I guess
no,
they're
leading on PC.
Yeah,
it's definitely leading on PC for sure. But then, yeah, so we'll see how those look hopefully next week. And, that's going to be releasing February 24th, 2015.
Got delayed too.
Early next year. Well, it didn't really get delayed. It was never really,
it was never really this year.
I can't remember if they said.
I feel like they did, but you
know. They might have, yeah.
I'm not sure, but.
But they like their, yeah, they like their delays.
This just in, Destiny has been delayed till next year. So, that's what it feels like. It's like, we're going to get
that. I thought you were serious. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
No. You know, I said that to someone else today and they gave me the same thing. Seriously?
Well, it's at the point where it's not really surprising.
I know. It's like that. I would not be surprised if tomorrow they're like, by the way, Destiny's delayed too. It's like, fuck me. So what's coming out this year?
Yeah, for real.
But, Witcher is pretty disappointing for me because I was looking forward to that one too. So
I'm kind of glad it's coming out next. Well, I say this after a bunch of shit's been delayed till early 2015, but usually at that time frame, there's not too much, but now there kind of is going to be. So it's going to be like that. When did Mass Effect 2 come out? When there's like a whole bunch of games that came out the beginning of that year. Was it 2012? 2011?
I think it was when Mass Effect 3 came out.
Oh, was it 3 when 3 was put out?
I think because 3 was put out in that March, and like we had like this just amazing load of games in front. And that's when like DMC came out, and that's when Revengeance came out, I think. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think it was 2012.
That was an insane fucking year.
Crazy.
But, oh yeah, Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Yeah. There's like a lot of stuff at that time. But yeah, all that's, so that's 2015 as well. And that's basically all the big news stuff, unless you have anything else that you want to add in there, but.
I don't think so. I think the only thing that I was really interested in was the new TE stick because of the fact that it's PS3 and PS4, but it's not Xbox 360 and Xbone. Maybe. So. I thought that was unusual, but, I guess it does make sense to an extent since they already released an Xbox One TE stick, but.
But it's still not compatible with 3. As far as I know, it's not. Like, I've never really tried to hook it up and see if it works, to be honest, but I doubt it. They probably would have said something.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if it did. But,
Yeah,
I would try and do some hacking on mine to, I mean, I don't have a TE stick, but I would try and do something to get it to work on the new system before trying to buy an old one. Another one.
Yeah, makes sense. They're expensive shit.
Yeah, and they're really high quality. I mean, it's not like you need to replace them. So, but cool. All right. Well, let's do some new releases, which I don't have up yet. So let's do
quick. I'm trying to think what's coming out next week if I get off the top of my head.
I don't think there's much of anything. Yeah, I think there's a whole lot of nothing coming out next week. Let's see. What is next week? Today is the 5th. Today we are recording on Thursday, by the way. So starting June 9th. So June 9th, we have, Shin Megami Tensei Digital Devil Saga 2, which is a PS2 classic, coming out for PS3 via the PlayStation Network. How to Train Your Dragon 2, coming out for pretty much everything, last gen. Wii U, Wii, 3DS, PS3, and 360. And then Air Race Xeno for 3DS. And that's it.
Wow.
I wonder if I can find something. Let's see. What's,
there's gotta be some like.
PSN,
PSN Xbox Live.
9? Let's hit the right button, guys. Okay. 14. So let me see if there's
there's a lot at all. Not till. Well, oh, wait. Did we talk about this? Okay, there's also a leak. I can't remember if we talked about this last week or not. But there's a rumor that Last of Us PS4 is going to be out next week.
I did hear about that rumor. And it's going to be one of those things that at the press conference they're going to announce it or something like that.
Yeah, because there's someone on some store in Europe on their tweet, or I guess it was the community manager, started tweeting, Oh my god, it's out it's on the 9th. So it's supposed to be next Friday. So not June 9th. Would that be the 12th?
Yes, the 13th. Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that they said, oh, it's going to be on sale today. So like pre-orders, blah, blah. And then, like an hour or so later, like, oh, sorry, enthusiastic employee read it wrong. But usually that's something that's a pretty big mistake. So I'm thinking, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But then my thing thinking is, okay, with the order being pushed back, and if they put out Last of Us next week, that leaves nothing for the fall for PS4. That's first party.
Last Guardian, it's gonna happen, I'm telling you. Last Guardian holiday season this year.
That would be.
That's gonna be
that
one
be
more
huge.
Fucking prediction on my list.
That would be huge.
I'll tell you what, man. Honestly, it's. I mean, you were, you know, when the PlayStation 4 with the Vita was actually released, you know, into the wild, yesterday or today, whenever it was, Jeff sent me an email back and says, way to go, humble guy. And in reality, I was just surprised that I'm getting a lot of this stuff right. And at this point, it's like, so what's next? I mean, are all of them going to end up being right? Is Last Guardian actually going to come out this year? Who the fuck knows? I mean, so, you know, it's weird. But, I don't know. We'll see next week what they've got. But I have to imagine that both Microsoft and Sony are going to say, here's this game and it's coming out this fall. Here's this game and it's coming out this fall.
I hope so. It's just not really a thing that usually happens. But in this day and age of fucking put out the release date a year or ahead of time than have your game delayed, which I'm thinking might be a fucking strategy that some of these companies do to see what, because, you know, once they announce a release date, that's when a lot of places start taking pre-orders. And they could probably get a good gamble on, or a good gauge on how many pre-orders they're getting.
Yeah.
And then decide, be like, okay, you know what, we can afford to delay this even more. And it's just a theory, you know, conspiracy, whatever would happen, but it's happened so much now. I think people just need, like, companies need to stop fucking doing that. Stop announcing release dates a year out. You know what? I think it would be better if the way you said it. You know what? Announce a game, like, a year out, show it at E3, then say, it's coming out this fall.
Right.
That'd be awesome. None of this, it's coming out next fall. On fucking October 17th, and then delay it to like the next year.
It's not doing anyone any favors.
So. It's yeah.
Pain in
you're
the ass.
You're jerking somebody off and leaving right when you're about to come. That's what it is. It's like fucking really.
Blue balls.
No one
the blue balls of the gaming industry.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well, I'm not even going to mention a pick of the week. So,
because there's nothing. No.
Go buy Transistor or Watch Dogs. There you go.
Yeah.
We do have one email, and it's actually, an Indus question.
Okay.
From Sniper Maverick. He had a little bit too many letters to go into the Twitters, I guess. So he says, Sniper Maverick here with an Indus question for you. Here's the setup, and Jason's gonna be pissed because this is a Batman related one. Batmanverse. You live in Gotham City. You happen to be a low level criminal thug. You have to choose a villain's gang to be a henchman of. Such as the Joker, the Penguin, Two-Face, etc. Which villain would you want to work with? And for which villain's gang would you definitely not want to be in? Feel free to use any Batman universe, but I want some thought to go into this.
Wrong.
Don't just pick one because he's your favorite villain.
See, I don't know enough about the DC universe anyway, or the Batman universe. See, this would be a good question for Jason. He'd probably know more. I would say.
Well, I'm gonna have to ask it to Jason too when he comes back next week.
Oh, for sure. Like my first reaction is one I'd like to work with is the same the one I wouldn't want to work with, and that's the Joker. And it might be like a cop out, I think, because he's the fucking Joker. I'd want to work for him. At the same time, he looks like he'd just kill you for fucking no reason whatsoever.
And that's why I would not want to work for him.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the one that I would not want to work with because he is fucking crazy, and who the hell knows what's gonna make him snap. And it's like, oh, the Batman pissed me off today. I'm just going to shoot you in the head because you're right next to me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of what I would expect out of the Batman. I'm sorry, out of the Joker. Who I would not expect that out of is, Ra's al Ghul. So.
Okay. He's got honor.
Yeah. He's kind of an honorable guy. So I'd probably want to be in one of his henchmen.
But you'd have to work hard to be one of his henchmen.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
But you know what? When I finished working hard, I'd be one badass motherfucker.
That is true.
So that's where I'm going with that one. But yeah, I think that's where I'm at. So and those are, you know, I feel like those are my good answers, and they came right to my head. So But like Penguin, he's fucking crazy. Two-Face is crazy.
I could take Penguin. Maybe I'll join his gang.
You'd take over the gang.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you could take over the gang.
I mean, realistically, be Jeff's gang. But yeah.
What would your Batman verse name be?
My Batman what?
Your Batman universe name.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
You'd have to figure that one out. Oh, there's got to be like a quiz for that.
Oh, there has to be. Sorry, Sniper. Not too much thought put into that one because I don't know enough about that shit. I'm the one who calls everyone an Injustice by like what their power is, like fucking Frost Girl and shit like that.
Frost Girl. Yeah. You know, the guy with the arrows.
That'd be Arrow Dude.
Arrow Dude. That's awesome. Yeah. Funny thing is, like, he's the easiest one to remember. He's green arrow.
He's got an arrow, yeah.
But
I knew of him already, though.
That's hilarious. Cool. Well, that's it. So let's see. Next week, we will probably, hopefully, we will record a little bit later. I'm thinking maybe we can record on Friday so that we can get all of E3 in.
Fun.
So we're going to do a little bit of talking about E3. So if you guys have any comments about E3, about what you saw, please let us know. We are interested in your thoughts on E3. And you can send that to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. And if you are on Twitter, we are Indus Podcast, or Indus Questions. And you can get us individually. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, who is not with us today, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F.
Facebook, Google Plus, Steam, and Stitcher. We are Interactive Distractions. Just search for us and you'll find us. And come over to Retroids and join the community and post on our forums. We'd like to hear from you.
Sure.
And that's all I've got. All right.
Fucking
so,
E3. Exciting
that's,
time.
That's right. Yeah, next week's E3. This is all build up for next week. So we had a little bit of a shorter show this week. You know, I'm not even sure we're going to reach an hour at this point. But
no, I don't think we
But you know, hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and hopefully you enjoy E3 next week. And send us your comments and let us know what you think, because that's what we're going to be talking about.
Sounds good.
So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.